Ladies and gentlemen, Sir Jasprit Bumrah, a member of the Indian cricket team, is here. If you wish to ask a question, please raise your hand and wait for your turn. Yes, go ahead.
Jasprit, you'll be bowling.
Mike, please raise the mic, please. Thanks.
Hi. You'll be bowling with a new world partner. Does it make any difference?
See, personally, for me, it doesn't make any difference. We're just focusing on our processes. So when I was playing with Bhuvi, we are focusing on our strength, we are discussing that, and when we play with Shami, so we played before, three of us have also played before. We are just focusing on what we have to do, not focusing on anything else that does it affect us all.
Hi. Jasprit, in the batting department there have been some forced changes because of injuries and all that. Now KL Rahul is somebody who played in the middle order, then got back to opening, did well. What does it show of the ability of the player to adjust?
It shows a lot about the ability of the player. So he can change according to the situation of the game. When he was playing number 4 as well, he adapted well. So against Australia, he got few balls, but he hit the ball well. So that says a lot about the quality of the player. According to the situation, he can adjust. Whenever he wants to accelerate, he can. So that gives us a lot of flexibility. So that doesn't give us any headaches while if we are facing an injury. So that's a very good quality and it's a very positive sign for us.
Over there, question, Sarkar.
Just want to know, like, how does it work for you in the net, your process in the net? Like, at times, do you feel that you may not, you don't need to go full tilt or anything? Like, Vijay got hit by a Yorker. In fact, Virat also said that with Jasprit, the match and the nets are same. Like, how does it work for you? Like, when they are batsmen, there could be injuries, so how does it work?
We don't obviously want to injure the batsmen, but sometimes when you play in the nets, nobody tells the batsman not to hit, so they hit as well. So it was not the aim. It was unfortunate that he got hit, but he's okay, he's fine. But you have to do all your preparation, so you have to practice all your delivery. So best preparation for me is to bowl to batsmen, so I try to do all of that. Sometimes it happens, you're unfortunate, sometimes you get hit, but that's part and parcel of the game. You're not focusing about all of those things, you're just focusing on what you have to do in your preparation, or the batsmen wants to do, they do all of that.
That's it.
How relieving is this after the win against Pakistan, and now Afghanistan, a bit easier side, so how do you approach this match?
For us, we are not thinking any side is easy. See, on a given day in cricket, anybody can harm you. So we are just giving equal respect to anyone. So be it be Afghanistan, be it Australia. For us, our preparation is the same. We are going through our processes, we are following our routines, we are focusing on our preparation. If we focus on all of that, we tick all boxes, everything else will be taken care of.
Oh, yeah.
Jasprit, taking a cue from what you said about preparation, do you plan specifically for a particular batsman or imagine someone, how you bowl before the match?
Sometimes you can do that. Sometimes you want to try something in the match, before that you try that in the nets because it's easier. You want to execute everything in the net. So in the match it's just about repetition. So I try to do all of that, be it anything, be it a death bowling session, be it a new ball thing. But you keep an eye on the batsman's videos and whatever you feel you have to do in the match, you try to replicate that in the nets.
Jasprit, how do you assess your bowling in the last couple of matches? And especially that little burst when you came back after that long stoppage against Pakistan, how do you look at that? What were your thoughts like going into those 2 overs especially?
It was a stop and start against Pakistan. We had a good start against South Africa, good game against Australia. I think as a bowling unit, we did well against Pakistan as well, be it the condition that it was an on and off start, the ball was getting wet. So it's difficult sometimes for the bowlers to, you know, adjust and getting in and out of the field. But I think, yeah, it was a good match for us. We didn't take a lot of wickets early up, but we kept the run rate under check. So when the spinners came into the middle overs, they had to take some chances. They had a good partnership, but once Kuldeep got a wicket, it's a lot of wickets came after that because the run rate kept on going up. So after that, when we came, we came to know that in 5 overs it was almost 135. So we were just focusing on, you know, getting through the overs and get along with the game.
We'll have 2 more questions in English.
Before the tournament, there was a lot of talk of 400 win score, 500 win score. How have the pitches played for you so far in 3 games that you did?
So far, it's in the first game we played here, there was some help with the new ball, but still it was a decent wicket. As soon as the ball got older, it got better to bat on. Oval was a flat wicket, as everybody saw, 350. who score. So there are decent wickets, there is some help sometimes, but you don't focus on all those things. You see on a given day what works for you. So you quickly analyze the wicket that, oh, there's no help. So you go back to your strengths, and sometimes when there's help, you try to swing the ball and you try to take some wickets. But most of the time, it's always easier to analyze the wicket and decide on the day how the wicket is behaving.
Final question in English. Oh, well,
yeah. Just considering Shikhar Dhawan, the role he plays in the team, how big a blow is it that now that he is out of the World Cup?
See, obviously, it's unfortunate. He played a really good innings against Australia. He's a very important member. He's been doing well for so many years, an integral part, especially in ICC tournaments. His record is also very good. But we've got a lot of faith in our side. We've got a good balance, so we're not worried about the changes. The people who come as a replacement are equally good, and they can take care of the situation which are in their hands. As you see, KL Rahul has also done well as an opener. It's an unfortunate incident that happened, but you have to move forward and keep going.
Jasprit, ek taraf dikhai de raha hai ki ye English conditions hai, ki jaise badal chahe hue hai, kabhi barish hoti hai, lekin wicket English nahi hai. To is hisab se bowler ke liye ye kitna mushkil hai, kitna ye bada challenge hai.
White ball cricket mein main jab bowling karta hu, main England mein jab aaya, sabse flattest wicket, sabse difficult jagah hai koi bowler ke liye, to mere ko England lagi hai, kyunki yahan usually koi help nahi hota hai. लगता है कभी क्लाउडी कंडीशन में भी बॉल स्विंग होगा, पर बॉल स्विंग नहीं होता है, ना सीम होता है. तो उस टाइम आप अपनी एक्यूरेसी पे बहुत ज़्यादा रिलाई करते हो और अपने क्लैरिटी पे बहुत ज़्यादा रिलाई करते हो. तो हम वही कोशिश करते हैं कि हमें पता है यहाँ पे फ्लैट विकेट्स है, तो हम उसको कंसिड्रेशन में लेके ही चल रहे हैं कि हम लोग अगर फ्लैट विकेट है तो हम कैसे एडजस्ट करेंगे. अगर थोड़ा हेल्प है तो ऑटोमेटिक एडजस्टमेंट ईजी हो जाता है. तो हम प्रिपेयर कर रहे हैं वर्स्ट सिचुएशन के लिए, उसके बाद हम फोकस कर रहे हैं कि अगर हेल्प है तो अच्छा ही बात.
थैंक यू.